Thank you for calling the South Carolina Department of Health and Human Services Healthy Connections Medicaid. For assistance in English, press 1. Para asistencia en español, oprime número 2.
All incoming and outgoing calls to this line are recorded and may be monitored for quality assurance and other business purposes. If you do not consent to this recording, please submit your request and inquiries online at https://www.scdhhs.gov/provider.
Did you know Medicaid annual eligibility reviews restarted? The South Carolina Department of Health and Human Services is asking Healthy Connections Medicaid enrolled providers to help the agency ensure members who are eligible for Medicaid remain covered. Healthy Connections Medicaid members can now go online to apply.scdhhs.gov to update their contact information, check their annual eligibility review status, submit their review when it is time to renew. Help us remind all Healthy Connections Medicaid members to submit their review when it is time to renew. Visit www.scdhhs.gov/annual-reviews for more information on annual eligibility reviews.
For providers wishing to obtain claim status and eligibility information, please refer to the South Carolina web-based claim submission tool, WebTool, which is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Thank you for your continued support of the Medicaid program. If you are receiving Medicaid benefits, calling on behalf of someone who is, or checking your Medicaid status, press 7 to be connected to member services. If you need assistance with BabyNet, press 6. If you are a doctor, hospital, pharmacy, or other healthcare professional, please listen to the following options. For EDI Support Center, press 1. For eligibility, claims, and prior authorizations, press 2.
For eligibility inquiries, press 1. For claims questions, press 2. For prior authorizations, press 3.
For QIO prior authorizations, press 1. For pharmacy point of sale authorizations, press 3.
Good morning. Thank you for calling Health Connections Medicaid Provider Service Center. This is Janaya. How may I help you?
Hello. Good morning. My name is Jack. I have a question regarding pre-authorization. Can you please tell me auth is required or not for one procedure code?
Okay. No problem. Let me get you to our career department so they can better assist you, okay?
Okay.
Did you know that you can check eligibility yourself through the web tool? The web tool allows you to check on up to 50 beneficiaries at a time. Don't have a web tool ID? You can request access by contacting the Electronic Data Interchange, or EDI, Support Center at this same number, 888-289-0709, option 1. All our representatives are busy assisting other callers. Please hold for the next available representative.
Good morning. Thank you for calling the Healthy Connections Medicaid Provider Service Center. This is Tiara. How may I help you?
Hello. Good morning. I have one procedure code. I just want to know that the pre-authorization is required or not. Can you please help?
I can assist you with the code to better assist. Is it okay if I ask you a few additional questions?
Yes, sure. No problem.
All right. We have your name.
My name is Jack. Last name initial is D as in Delta.
Thank you. I have your NPI.
The doctor's NPI is 1710-141-668.
Can you verify the name of the provider?
Sorry, what?
Can you verify the name of the provider?
Yes, it's Dr. Nimish Patel.
Thank you. And may I have your phone number?
The callback number is 410-844-5446.
Alrighty. And may I have your email address? If you wish to provide us with one.
Actually, I don't have the access for the email.
No problem. Do you have access to the Medicaid web tool?
No, I don't have one.
Okay. All right. May I have the patient's Medicaid ID?
Yes, sure. It's 1-000-956-337.
All right. And what date of service are you checking for?
I'm checking for August 26, 2025.
So, unfortunately, I can't check for a future date as it's subject to change. I can check today's date if that's okay.
Okay, no problem.
All right, thank you. Can you verify the patient's name and date of birth?
The patient name is Janalo Murad, and date of birth is February 11, 1985.
Thank you. And may I have the CPT or HCPCS code, and are the services rendered inpatient, outpatient, or in a doctor's office?
The services will be rendered in the doctor's office as outpatient services, and the procedure code is 76700. And the diagnosis code is R as in Romeo 07.9.
Okay, Mr. Jack, do you mind if I place in a brief hold while I look into this for you?
Okay, no problem. Take your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much for holding, Mr. Jack.
Okay, no problem.
So as of August 20th, 2025, the patient is eligible through an MCO, which is first choice by Select Health, and their phone number is 888-559-1010 and code 76700 is valid and billable and does not require prior authorization when rendered in a doctor's office or outpatient setting.
Okay, no problem. So there is a different MCO responsible for this patient, right?
Repeat that for me, I'm sorry.
There is a different MCO, other insurance is responsible for this patient, right?
That's correct, the MCO first choice by Select Health.
Okay, so they will be paid for this member's claim. We need to confirm with them or it is not required?
No, you can confirm that with them. That's why I gave you their phone number.
Okay, can you please repeat once? 888 after that?
559-1010.
Okay, thank you for that. It's first choice, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. And as per Medicare, the auth is not required for this 76700.
The MCO is responsible for this patient's claims and all of that.
Okay, no problem. Thank you. Can you please provide me the reference number?
Sure. Other than the reference number, is there anything else I can assist you with on our one call today, Jack?
No, that's it for today.
All right. Well, I want to thank you for calling the Medicaid Provider Service Center. Please retain communication ID 306-0228 for your reference, and have a great day.
Thank you. Same to you. Goodbye.
You're welcome. Bye.